Vietnam War veteran Ray Mehta of Madison says no matter what happens in Iraq, his 22-year-old son Scott will always be a hero, but not because he believed in the war.
He didn't understand why we were still in Iraq or what the real cause was anymore, but there was no way he could live with himself if one of his friends got hurt and he wasn't there to help him. He went there to keep his friends alive, and that's why he's a hero.
Scott Mehta was killed by a roadside bomb south of Baghdad in May of 2005. His father says the debate about how to end the war now makes him wonder how the families of the 10 U.S. soldiers killed in Iraq this week feel about the loss of their sons.
That's what Washington does. They talk, and lives are being lost while they're talking, and there's only a couple of the people doing the talking that sons or daughters are doing the walking, and that's a shame.
A roadside bomb killed 27-year-old Steve Kastner of Cedarburg 4 months ago in Iraq. His father's convinced the war is necessary to stabilize the Middle East and protect the world's oil supply. Stephen Kastner would like to see the U.S. or the U.N. carve Iraq up into three regions and give the Shia, Sunnis, and Kurds a deadline for moving into what would be their own autonomous states.
A lot of Iraqis are going to die either way. And then the question is, who gets Baghdad and who gets the oil? Well, all those things I think are determinable. I think they could be done.
But it's a solution the study group explicitly rejects in its report, and one the White House has also said it would not support. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.